It's an oldie. Some would say it's a goodie. Canned Heat, On the Road Again. Frances Paderno's been on the road, haven't you?
I certainly have.
And did you come from far?
Dalesford, so about 3 hours away.
But not this morning?
No, this morning just a few streets away.
Okay. So were you born in Dalesford? Did you grow up there?
No, born in Melbourne, grew up in Melbourne, the family, and I moved to Dalesford about 10 years ago.
Mm.
And we've lived there ever since.
Mm.
And we travelled to Apollo Bay during holidays and we took a great liking to it.
Mm.
And about 4 or 5 months ago, we moved here.
Okay. Yep. So you're one of the many who, and it's probably a matter of...
that have migrated here, yep.
Yeah, yeah. is it more to do with your heart than your head moving here?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more to do, absolutely. It's definitely a heart decision with the whole family.
Mm.
Fab and I have 5 children.
Mm.
So it was sort of a collective decision. And it was one that we gravitated here just by the whole, what the region had to offer, the ocean, the forest, the merging of the elements and things, and just felt right.
Mm.
So we moved with that and the beautiful community that's here that we've come to know over the many years that we've been coming here.
Mm.
And we've also held retreats here up at Clairwyn and wellness retreats and things. So over the years it's become, almost like a second home, I suppose, and now we've made it our,
It's often the way that it happens. People start with a toehold and then the magic just...
What happens. All of a sudden, things fall into place. Like, no, it just feels like we need to be there on a, on a daily basis. And then and the kids enjoy the school and the friendships that are forming. And so it's,
And so, your work is your passion, really, is your life, really.
Absolutely, isn't it? Yeah. Absolutely. My work in wellness and yoga and food as medicine has become my lifestyle. Really, it is my lifestyle.
Yep.
So, what I teach and the workshops and the gatherings that I speak at, like what happened on the weekend with Kitchen Medicine, a food as medicine gathering. It's just really sharing what I've learned along my journey, my travels.
Hmm.
And people that have taught me and extended me knowledge and information, I sort of pass that on to those that are seeking, that bit of information that can help to offer longevity to their body, wellness to the mind, emotional stability. There's a whole, nature, big complexity to it that really when you think about it or when you are drawn to it, it becomes simple. It's just living with nature, living with the elements,
so
understanding,
your environment. So you had a workshop on the weekend?
Yes. So I had, it was not so much a workshop, more a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It was only about an hour to an hour and a half session that we just sort of gathered members of the community and we just had a chat about what we need to do to have our body healthy and well for winter so we don't sort of suffer, or at least whatever happens during the winter, viruses, or if the body sort of becomes sick, that doesn't have to last a long time.
Mm.
We can sort of do what we need to resolve it in a more quicker time frame, let's say. So we spoke about those sort of things and the foods and the medicines that can be made at home just by using pantry items, herbs that grow in the garden, things that are accessible pretty much,
Okay. And that was a successful event?
It was a great gathering, and lots of communication and dialogue and things. So, it was from that level, absolutely, it was definitely,
fantastic. Quite
positive from my perspective that people are interested, and all sorts of different age groups as well. So it wasn't just a particular, type of group. Yep.
So I know you as the... as the woman with the wild hair and the bare feet, bare feet, who stands on her hands at the gym on a regular basis.
Yep.
So tell me about that, and because you're very heavily involved with yoga and things, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yoga and functional movement is the very physical aspect of what I do, and I like to treat my hands as my feet, and I like to make sure that my hands can function as my feet do, sort of standing and walking. I like to sort of exercise my hands in that way to make sure that I can either stand on my hands or Yeah, but I mean, that's just me playing around, I suppose. That's not really the whole essence of what I do in functional movement, is to make sure that the joints of the body can function properly to allow me to move and enjoy my lifestyle.
Yep.
So okay. It's really opening up a range of movements. Mm. So it's not something that I would do with everyone and get everyone to do a handstand.
Sure.
It's more, you know, I like to be playful in that way. Mm. But when it comes down to working with people, it's more a matter of what are they needing to do in their lifestyle to make sure there's a level of mobility, you know, wellness, that they're not limited, that their mind's wanting to do something but their body cannot carry through with that. So it's bringing that to a balance pretty much.
And so this is a yoga based practice that you do, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is it any particular kind of yoga, or is it?
Okay, my background in yoga comes from Hatha yoga. So I've been trained, and I've also studied and had hands on experience and training with various lineages of the Hatha yoga stream. What you see me doing at the gym sometimes when there's a bit of sort of flow and a whole lot of collection of postures is what we call vinyasa. It's almost like a choreographed routine, you know, and you sort of flow from one thing to the other. And what threads that together is the way I breathe. So it's all to do with breath work. So it doesn't matter. It's not really about the posture. It's am I breathing in the posture? It's a bit like during my day, if I find that I'm stressed, I usually check in with my breath and sort of see how is that going? Am I breathing properly, or am I sort of holding my breath and working with more with the tension of what's happening? So the lineages or the streams of yoga that I've studied are more to do with Hatha yoga. And that means, or Hatha just means, it's sort of the dynamic aspects of movement. So breath and movement.
Okay.
Usually what synchronizes,
So this is as opposed, but not contra to the kind of more spiritual type yoga. So this is a more physical approach.
It is, yeah. Hatha yoga tends to be a lot more physical. Mm-hmm. Its lineage for thousands of years has come from people that are drawn to physical strength, physical wellness. In the long term, that has mental benefits, and it definitely has also spiritual awakenings or awarenesses, or, you know, sort of, it alters the way you look at life, I suppose.
Yep.
And that's with the spiritual aspect. On a daily level, we don't really train the spiritual side. That sort of evolves naturally, I suppose. It's nothing that you really sort of sit and meditate. And I also communicate that to the people that I teach or that I work with, that meditation arrives. You know, when the body's in the right place and it feels right, there's a sort of tranquil nature in the mind. There's a sense of calmness. And that allows meditation to just sort of spontaneously appear. So there's a sense of leveling out all our thoughts and things, and that's really where it comes from. So I'm more physically based, but I definitely do cover a lot of the spiritual elements organically and naturally here.
And Fabio, your husband,
yes.
So he's the big fellow that I saw working with you at the gym the other week.
Yes.
And have you drawn him into this, or did you meet each other with a common interest, or how?
No, I think it just naturally, his interest in this evolved from curiosity, I suppose. And just a watching and observing, a bit like most people do, sort of watching that and observing that and seeing, you know. And he did that for quite a while, and then he came to classes, and then he decided that he was going to train more diligently with the process and study a lot more. And he, from that, he became a teacher of yoga. Okay. So he's also a qualified Hatha yoga teacher.
Wow.
And meditation teacher.
And the kids, your five kids, are they?
They are all just kids having a kid's life and doing kids' things. So they sort of see what mum and dad do as being sort of more the, you know, the adult and sort of later lifestyle.
Yep.
As per the things. They do come to classes, though.
Okay.
They are trained also. Most of the kids are trained in Ashtanga, which is a vinyasa, very physical, very choreographed routine. It has a very lengthy process of one posture following the next. So they have been trained in that as well with some of my senior teachers that have trained me. It's more about they've been exposed to it, let's say that.
Yeah.
Yep. And they've watched it over the years. And
so how did you get into it?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. I started off in my adult and working life or career as a lecturer at RMIT University. And I Lectured there in the Faculty of Law and Economics for about 7 years, and I also was invited to come and teach in the Faculty of Art and Design. And I did that over the years, and I noticed that when I was teaching business acumen or business concepts to the art and design students, there was a different method that I had to use to deliver the content. So I started studying the mind, left and right side of the brain, and how different personalities, different people will receive knowledge differently and process it differently. So I started looking at mental wellness, and I did my master's in that, started my PhD in the mental health of academic students. And then from that, I think wellness just sort of blossomed. More curiosity in asking questions about, you know, how does our mind and body process content, information, new knowledge and skills? How does a brain grow, what we call plasticity, grow new brain cells? So then I paused or just took a break from my PhD and started to study yoga, meditation, foods that help the brain to grow and remain strong and steady when receiving new, you know, large, vast amounts of information and knowledge as someone studying at university is sort of being exposed to. And I then resigned from RMIT and took on wellness and teaching wellness. So my background is as an educator, as a lecturer, as a teacher. I just sort of changed the knowledge that I was delivering from business to wellness, I suppose. So yeah, that's how I've come to be where I am. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been many years of that.
Wow. And how do people connect with that here in Apollo Bay? How do you run a You work mostly out of the gym, or how does all
So the functional movement, or teaching people how to work out at the gym, but understand there's a level of balance that needs to be organized in the body as well. So if you come to the gym and you work out and you already have existing problems, structural problems, the body's not quite in alignment, you know, it can aggravate things. So that's the context of the gym, just teaching from a gym perspective. When I teach at the Masonic Lodge on a weekly basis and weekly yoga classes, yoga therapy and vinyasa, it's more to do with breath work. It's more to do with where trying to correct something in the body, or we're looking at balance and alignment. We're matching the breath with any sort of posture or movement, or any sort of stability work that we're doing. So slightly different methods for different personalities or people looking for different things and different angles. So compared to what I teach at the Masonic Lodge, it's a little bit different.
So Apollo Bay is very well equipped for yoga people.
Absolutely fantastic.
It's amazing,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes,
really?
Absolutely. There's a whole lot of amazing people doing all sorts of things in the arena of wellness and offering wellness programs on a mental level, a mind level, on an emotional level as well, and on a daily physical level. Just, you know, the way to move, either, you know, move with a sense of connection to the environment, a connection to the community as well. You know, that's important. Helps people feel alive, especially during the winter when things can get quite isolating. It's all that cave time as well, and we're all sort of drawn into, you know, ourselves a little bit more. It can be quite a scary place for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know, that sense of isolation and limited sunshine, and you know, and more sort of wet weather and dampness. So it's nice for people to know that there's outreach points, you know, places that they can go to, or people that they can go to, and feel a little more connected with themselves, understand what's happening. You know, the emotions of, you know, sometimes sadness and melancholy. There's a whole lot of things that can come up during the winter. Yeah.
Well, we're going wild this winter in the
Yeah. Well, yes, exactly. Hence the wild winter,
winter wild,
wild events. That's right.
Yeah, that'll be pretty amazing.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this is a real building of Apollo Bay as a kind of an area that really embraces and promotes wellness generally, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think the personalities, the individuals that are offering wellness in different modalities or in different ways, almost like building blocks for the community here.
Yep.
To then organically have something evolve that the community wants, that it's seeking. Maybe not consciously, maybe not with an everyday thinking process, but definitely on a level of feeling and sense. So I think the wellness aspects that are coming together is just a natural calling for the community to have an offering.
Yeah.
You know, not just one person doing something. And, you know, we're all attracted to different personalities, and different personalities can, you know, express things in different ways. And I think it's just finding that right connection that makes all the difference. Yeah. And Apollo Bay is definitely magnetizing, a lot of that.
It's a pretty attractive place.
It is,
It's certainly true that people come with their hearts.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're all prepared. This is a little pet theory of mine.
Okay.
It costs us something to be here. We're all prepared to pay whatever the price is, whether it's opportunities in the city or whether it's just the distance that we travel or whether it's just the extra money you pay when you go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. You know, we are all prepared, however, whatever drives us, the love of the place means that we're happy to pay the premium, you know, and suffer the tyranny of distance and the bus ride occasionally or whatever. So it's a pretty magical place.
It is, and it's magical, but like you said, there's sometimes opportunity costs, or you sacrifice something else to be in a particular situation or in a way of living. And that means sometimes adjusting the cost of living and stuff, and then accommodating to an environment that has, other ways of living. And that just means, just become adaptable. You know, as a human, you just become a little more receptive and adaptable, and you sort of change the circumstances. For me, my limitation here is I don't get to see my teachers as much as what I'd like. You know, the drive to go, to Melbourne, and that regularity that I have of contact. I just have to change the way we sort of...
Just have to bring them all down here.
Yes, exactly. I tried that. You just sort of adapt and change the circumstances. Yeah. And like you said, you go with your heart, and then new things, transpire.
Yeah. So where can people get in touch if they want to know more about functional movement or the yoga kitchen stuff?
They can find me at the gym a few days a week. They can come and have a chat. I always love sort of, chatting with people and stuff, whilst we're going about our routines and working
while
out.
While you're standing on your hands.
Yeah, while I'm standing on my hands. or they can make contact with me via Facebook page, Coastal Yoga and Kitchen Medicine.
Coastal Yoga and Kitchen Medicine.
Coastal Yoga and Kitchen Medicine, Apollo Bay. Mm. Or they could come and catch up with me at the Masonic Lodge.
Which days is that?
So that's usually teaching there on a Tuesday at 5:30, on a Thursday at 5:30, and a Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yoga therapy. It's a wonderful beginner's class. It's a foundational class. Even if it's to come in and observe, not necessarily to do the class, and just to see what it's about and have a chat. It's,
Sunday morning, 10?
10 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
10 a.m. Yep. Look, that's probably the one that I would go to.
Yes, it would be lovely to have you come along.
Okay.
But it's a nice, friendly class. And
terrific. Yeah. Well, thanks for dropping in and chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Long have you been in the Bay?
We've been coming here for the last 5 years.
Yep.
We had a caravan annex at Marengo Beach for the 5 years, and I taught yoga there on the beach over the years as well. But we've been living here since Christmas time.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. It's been a very warm welcome by everyone in the community.
Yeah, look, it's a good town. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thanks for talking
much
to us,
much appreciated. Thank you.
Francis Paderno, yoga guru, I'd have to say, really. This is 3ABR Community Radio in sunny, well, not always sunny, Apollo Bay.